Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, the go-to podcast for all you PhD learners out there. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, the doctoral support company that's been your ally through this intense academic journey. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for anyone navigating the maze of dissertation writing. We're going to talk about the common pitfalls that can trip you up as you work towards earning that coveted doctoral degree. In the next few minutes, we'll break down these pitfalls in a way that's not only easy to understand, but also highly actionable. My goal is to equip you with practical strategies and insights that you can apply immediately to your dissertation process. Whether you're just starting out or you're in the thick of it, this episode is designed to shed light on those tricky areas and guide you towards a smoother path to success. So grab a notebook, find a comfortable spot, and let's get started on making your dissertation journey a little less daunting and a lot more manageable. All right, let's jump right into one of the most crucial aspects of your dissertation, the thesis statement. Think of your thesis statement as the backbone of your entire dissertation. It's what gives your work direction and purpose. Without a clear thesis, your dissertation can easily veer off into a confusing maze of unrelated thoughts. Now, what makes a good thesis statement? It needs to be clear, concise, and arguable. Clear, so that anyone reading can immediately grasp your main point. Concise, because you want to express your idea succinctly, without unnecessary words. And arguable, meaning it should present a stance that others might challenge. So, how do you craft this magical sentence? Start with your research question. What are you trying to answer or prove? Boil this down to a simple statement. For example, if your research is about environmental policies, your thesis shouldn't just be environmental policies are important. Instead, make it specific and debatable, like current environmental policies fail to address the root causes of climate change. Let's try a practical exercise. Take your current thesis statement and read it out loud. Does it sound clear and to the point? Can someone argue against it? If it's too vague or just a statement of fact, it's time to refine it. Try narrowing it down to a specific aspect or introducing an angle that invites discussion. Remember, your thesis statement is a work in progress. It's okay to tweak it as your research evolves. The key is to keep it focused and make sure it guides your research effectively. Keep refining until you've got a thesis statement that clearly encapsulates the essence of your dissertation. Moving on to another vital component of your dissertation journey, effective research strategies. Now, we all know research is the bedrock of any dissertation, but it's not just about collecting heaps of information. It's about finding the right information, the kind that truly supports your thesis and contributes to your field. First up, let's talk about conducting a thorough literature review. This isn't just about reading as many papers as you can find. It's about identifying the key studies and theories that are most relevant to your topic. Start by setting clear objectives for your review. Ask yourself, what are the major themes and debates in my area of research? What gaps am I trying to fill? This will help you focus your search and avoid getting overwhelmed. Now, efficient data collection, it's all about being systematic. Develop a method for how you'll collect and organize your data. Whether it's qualitative or quantitative, having a structured approach will save you a ton of time and confusion down the line. Use tools like research databases, academic journals, and even software for data analysis to streamline the process. Here's a quick activity for you. Create a research checklist. Include steps like defining your research objectives, identifying key literature, determining data collection methods, and setting a timeline for each stage. This checklist will be your roadmap, keeping you on track and ensuring that your research is both thorough and relevant. Remember, good research is the foundation upon which your dissertation stands. So, invest the time to get it right. It'll pay off when you're writing a dissertation that's not only compelling, but also contributes something truly valuable to your field. All right, let's delve into organizing your dissertation. Now, this might seem daunting, but think of it as piecing together a puzzle. Each piece is important and needs to fit just right for the whole picture to make sense. First things first, structure. A well-structured dissertation flows smoothly, guiding the reader through your arguments logically. Typically, you'll have an introduction, literature review, methodology, results, discussion, and conclusion. Each of these sections serves a specific purpose. Your introduction sets the stage, the literature review lays the groundwork, methodology explains your approach, results present your findings, discussion interprets these findings, and the conclusion ties it all together. The key is to ensure each section transitions smoothly into the next. Now, let's talk about outlines and chapter planning. These are your roadmaps. Before you start writing a chapter, outline it. What are the key points you want to cover? How do they contribute to your overall thesis? An outline helps you stay focused and ensures you cover all necessary points. Here's a mini workshop for you. Try drafting a chapter outline. Choose a chapter you're about to write or one you're struggling with. Write down the main points you need to cover. Then arrange these points in a logical order. Think about how you'll transition from one point to the next. This exercise will give you a clearer vision of your chapter and make the writing process much more manageable. Remember, a well-organized dissertation isn't just easier to write, it's also more compelling to read. By structuring your work effectively and planning your chapters carefully, you're setting yourself up for success. So, take the time to organize your thoughts and your dissertation will surely stand out. Now let's talk about balancing depth and breadth in your dissertation. It's like walking a tightrope. Lean too much on one side and you might miss out on crucial context. Tip too far to the other and you could lose yourself in the details. The trick is finding that sweet spot in the middle. Understanding the balance is key. Depth means diving deep into your topic, providing detailed analysis and evidence. Breadth, on the other hand, involves covering a wide range of ideas and perspectives related to your thesis. Both are important. Depth shows your command over the subject, while breadth demonstrates your understanding of its broader context. So how do you strike this balance? Focus on your thesis. It's your anchor. Every point you make, every piece of research you include should directly relate to and support your thesis. Ask yourself, does this detail add value to my argument? Does this section broaden the understanding of my topic? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. Here's a quick task for you. Take a look at your current draft. Is there a section that feels too detailed or conversely too superficial? Does each part of your dissertation contribute directly to your thesis? This self-evaluation will help you identify areas where you might need to add depth or breadth. Remember, your dissertation is a balancing act. By maintaining focus on your thesis and ensuring that your work is both in-depth and broadly informed, you're setting yourself up to deliver a well-rounded, impactful dissertation. Keep this balance in mind as you write, and you'll create a piece of work that's not only thorough, but also engaging and insightful. Let's tackle a crucial topic in academic writing, avoiding plagiarism. This is about maintaining your academic integrity, a cornerstone of any respectable research work. Plagiarism, whether intentional or not, can seriously undermine your credibility and the value of your dissertation. Understanding the importance of originality in your work is the first step. Your dissertation should be a reflection of your thoughts, research, and analysis. When you use ideas, data, or words from other sources, proper citation is not just necessary, it's a sign of respect to the original authors and the academic community. Now, how do you ensure you're citing correctly? Familiarize yourself with the citation style required by your program, be it APA, MLA, or any other. Whenever you quote or paraphrase someone else's work, make sure to give them credit right then and there. It's not just about avoiding trouble. It's about contributing to a culture of honesty and respect in academia. Here's a practical tip. Utilize plagiarism checkers and reference management tools. These tools are lifesavers. They help you track your sources, format your citations correctly, and ensure that your work is free of unintentional plagiarism. Make it a habit to run your drafts through a plagiarism checker. It's an extra step, but it's worth it to safeguard your integrity and the integrity of your work. Remember, avoiding plagiarism is about being meticulous with your sources and clear in your citations. It's a fundamental part of academic writing that reflects your respect for the scholarly community and your commitment to producing ethical and original research. Keep these tips in mind, and you'll be well on your way to writing a dissertation that's not only informative, but also ethically sound. Now, let's dive into a topic that's crucial for every PhD student: time management and meeting deadlines. Balancing research, writing, and your personal life can feel like juggling while walking a tightrope. But with the right approach, it's definitely doable. Setting realistic goals and timelines is your first step. Break down your dissertation into smaller, manageable tasks. Estimate how much time each part will take and set deadlines for yourself. Be honest about your pace. Remember, it's better to set a slightly looser timeline and finish early than to constantly be racing against the clock. So, how do you stay on track and keep procrastination at bay? Find a routine that works for you. Maybe you're a morning person who writes best with a fresh cup of coffee. Or perhaps you're a night owl who finds inspiration after sunset. Stick to your chosen schedule, and don't forget to factor in breaks. Regular breaks help keep your mind fresh and focused. Here's an action step for you. Create your personal dissertation timeline. Write down each major section of your dissertation and the tasks associated with it, then assign a deadline to each task. Having this timeline visually laid out in front of you can be a powerful motivator. It's a constant reminder of your goals and the progress you need to make. Remember, good time management is about setting achievable goals, sticking to a routine, and keeping your eye on the prize. With these strategies, you'll not only meet your deadlines, but do so with less stress and more satisfaction. Your dissertation is a marathon, not a sprint, and pacing yourself is key to crossing that finish line successfully. Now let's touch on a vital part of your dissertation journey: seeking feedback and handling criticism. Feedback, especially the constructive kind, is like gold in the academic world. It helps refine your ideas, strengthen your arguments, and improve your writing. The value of feedback can't be overstated. It gives you a fresh perspective, often pointing out things you might have missed. It's not just about finding errors, it's about enhancing the quality of your work. But remember, not all feedback will be easy to hear. It's crucial to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to learn and grow. So how do you incorporate this feedback positively? First, don't take it personally. Detach yourself from your work and view feedback as a tool for improvement, not criticism of your abilities. Then sift through the feedback. Identify the key points that align with your goals and use them to make your dissertation stronger. Here's a quick guide to creating a feedback loop. Share your work with peers, mentors, or advisors regularly. Ask specific questions to guide their feedback. After receiving it, take the time to reflect and decide how best to implement it. Then revise your work and repeat the process. This loop of feedback and revision will significantly elevate the quality of your dissertation. Remember, feedback is a crucial part of academic growth. Embrace it, use it, and watch how it transforms your dissertation from good to great. And just like that, we've reached the end of today's episode. Let's quickly recap what we've covered. We talked about crafting a clear thesis statement, the importance of effective research strategies, organizing your dissertation, balancing depth and breadth, avoiding plagiarism, managing your time effectively, and the invaluable process of seeking feedback. Remember, your dissertation is more than just a paper. It's a journey of growth, learning, and perseverance. Each step you take brings you closer to that proud moment of achievement. So keep pushing forward, stay dedicated, and believe in your ability to succeed. And hey, if you're looking for more guidance, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a treasure trove of insights and strategies, and you can download it from writerser.com/playbook. It could be the game changer you need in your dissertation journey. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep striving, keep writing, and remember, your doctoral dream is well within your reach. Until next time, keep making progress and stay inspired.